I have sacrificed for Jesus. I have obeyed. But dear people, when you go to faith, nothing new. All Him. Totally dependent upon Him. Totally. Here is judgment. Observation. Watching. Critical. Separation. Devouring one another. Here, freedom. Trust in Him. And that's the whole battle that Paul is in the midst of dealing with. Look at verse 4. You have been favored from Christ, you who are seeking to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Now again, this is not loss of redemptive salvation. Justified by law, this is their goal. So they want to be justified. To be justified by the law. They want to be justified before men. They want to be justified before God. We all do. I want to live a life justified before God. So if you do it by the law, though, then you don't need Christ. See, they're trying to live a righteous life. They're trying to do what's right, but they're trying to do it by law. By going back and putting themselves under that bondage. I'm going to do it by my works. See? And you go back to how you were saved. Were you saved? Go back as unbelievers. And say, for start, here we are under sin. I want to be justified. How were you and I justified as unbelievers? Did you do something? Did you do anything? Were you justified because you repented? Because you felt sorry? Because you confessed your sins? Because you promised God you'd never do them again? Because you made Him Lord? Is that why you were justified? Because you did something? Or were you justified because you put your faith in God and the member of the Godhead here is Jesus Christ? Why were you justified? How are you justified? Are you so foolish? If this is how you were justified here, do you think you're going to be justified differently over here? No. It's going to be the same way over here. We're going to have experience of justification in our lives by faith. And yet so many people are persuaded away from this. This is the gospel model. Here's the gospel model. You go back. How was I justified here? It doesn't change over here, dear people. See what Paul is saying. It doesn't change. It stays the same. Now, there will be people who will come along and tell you no. There will be great teachers, friends, family, other believers, unbelievers. They will tell you it changes. Over here, you have to be justified by works, by something you do. Please don't do it. Please don't put yourself under that bondage, is what Paul is saying. Stay with the way that you receive justification. Hey, this is how I entered. It's good enough for me. I entered it by trusting God. That's how I'm going to live. Trusting God. This is going to be the great battle for me. Just trusting God. That's how I'm going to live in this deal. This is depending on the power of God. This is why this always centers on Christ, never on me and what I do or don't do. See? So this is what they say. They say, okay, thank you. We're talking about these believers in Galatia now. Okay, thank you, Jesus Christ, for justifying me and saving me. But now I can do it. Now I can take care of all of that. You cut yourself off from Christ as a believer. You don't need Him anymore. If you don't want to walk by faith. If you don't want to do everything by faith, then you don't need Him. I needed you here, but I don't need you here. I can do it on my own. This is what Paul is dealing with in this passage. You believers are trying to be justified by the law, having been alienated from Christ, you have fallen away from grace. Now, this is not loss of salvation. This is loss. Anytime you go, let's go back to the card I just had on the board. It makes it very graphic. Anytime, here is Christ. Anytime, faith. Anytime you go to law, to where you have to do